This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't
vote.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you.
Take it.
I am a vote rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you want to watch this live? You can do so. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pick up 13 articles that the mainstream media means to omit concerning the information. We have constitutional attorneys over there. We have Christians. All of them are, by the way, that are a part of the culture war, friends, giving you the information, again, that the CIA-controlled media doesn't want you to see, okay? Purposely, because it doesn't fuel their narrative. Actually, we're standing against the narrative. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on YouTube and join us on live chat. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, and you'll see us right on the front page there as well. Click onto YouTube. You can watch us live. Now, if you're driving, I understand that. Thank you to the 119 cities out there that are listening to us now. We appreciate you and your trust, and thank you for making us the number one and number two show in the country on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts that are actually doing the business right now. So we understand why. We're not fueling the narrative. We're standing against the narrative. That's what our job is, friends. And we are called to be the light of the world, and we're doing just that. By the way, again, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Love your input. If you want to make it your show, you can do that. Yesterday, you guys did, and we totally appreciate that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Shut the TV off. Speaking of the TV, okay? Speaking of the television set, have you ever heard this quote by Jess C. Scott? Listen carefully as to what he said. People are sheep. TV is the shepherd. Are you paying attention, America? Are you paying attention to these commercials, these news breaks, friends? Because they're all, including today's conservatives, friends, yesterday's liberals, along with the hirelings from the pulpit, they're all pushing the same direction as this administration. Have we not learned from history? Is history going to repeat itself again? I'm afraid it is. Matter of fact, I'm going to highlight some of those things over the next couple hours here. People are sheep. TV is the shepherd. Tell me if this is true or not. The TV is my shepherd. I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. Hello. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Of course. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. King David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Psalm 101, verse 3. By the way, that was the modern-day version of Psalm 23. Is it true? People are the sheep, TV is the shepherd. What are they parroting today? They're parroting their shepherd, are they not? What are you hearing, friends, from people? Well, I can tell you what I'm hearing from people across the boards. I have yet to find anybody that agrees with the narrative that's being set by the mainstream media, with the help of the conservatives and with the help of the hirelings in the pulpit. I have yet to find anyone that agrees with what's going on concerning this administration. And what I'd like to talk about here, friends, is the fact that I'm glad in so many ways concerning the things that are taking place, because we have been preaching from the pulpits to this very point. Read Amos 1 through 9 and you will understand what I'm talking about. I want to talk about, friends, what we're hearing through the mainstream media, what we're hearing from the sheeple that are just going along for the ride. If you're paying attention to the voice of the Lord right now, he said in the book of Amos, I am going to do this to you because you have failed to repent. You have failed to be chastised and corrected and instructed in the ways of righteousness. I'm going to bring judgments heavier and heavier because I'm going to get your attention one way or another. The Lord's got your attention now. It's interesting how many people are allegedly being saved right now. What drove them to Jesus Christ? The judgments of God. With the use of the law in the hand of Christ, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, Psalm 40 verse 8, Isaiah 42:21. Go to the New Testament, friends, Romans 3:31, Hebrews 10:8. It's all there. I'm saying this for the very purpose, friends, that we need to hear what the Lord is saying right now. And what he is saying right now is, I'm going to bring this until America repents. And there's going to be recompense. There's a lot of good things happening right now, friends, in the sense of people being driven to the cross where they put their faith in Jesus Christ. On the other hand, you got the same people, these professed Christians today. Isn't it interesting, by the way, all these professed Christians that talk about their faith and they're the first ones to pipe up. Now that there's a little fire in the land, they're the first ones to capitulate. That is a counterfeit. That is a lack of Christianity. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ, just for the record. The Lord is separating the sheep from the goats. And there's a lot of people that are getting saved that were in the world that are now coming into the kingdom. That's awesome. That's awesome. Right? Thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. And it's happening today. What's happening in this earth, friends? Well, we see a lot of corruption being exposed. We see this administration being exposed for who he really is. And if you think that's a joke, just hold on, friends. As a matter of fact, you might want to put your seatbelts on if you're driving, friends, concerning the things that are taking place right now. Let me highlight a couple things. Breaking, just yesterday, published March 27th, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump executive order, another unconstitutional executive order, we'll talk about that, calls up 1 million reserve military personnel in Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard. Why would he have to do something like that? Because the narrative is to escalate this fabrication as to what's going on in this country. The plan, create panic, drive fear, undermine the Constitution, and drain the coffers. What does that equal? More control. More control. America? More control. Again, the plan, create panic, drive fear, undermine the Constitution, drain the coffers. By the way, this is nothing new. This has been going on for a long time in this country. They're just doing it again under the guise of the good guy today. And we have to understand that he's not the good guy. Satan transforms his angels into the ministers of what? 2 Corinthians 11:15. Read it when you get a moment. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got much to cover here. We just really do. We got you for 2 hours today. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-6100. Really quick, yesterday we were talking about how nobody believes the mainstream media and how nobody trusts the government. And then I put the question to the American people in 53 countries that are listening to me right now, then why all the hysteria? Again, first-hand experience, I haven't seen the hysteria. I haven't seen the pandemonium. I'm just telling you what I have seen and what I haven't seen. The only place that you see the pandemonium, the only place that you get fueled up on the narrative concerning the lies coming from the mainstream media and the useful idiots. The only place that you see, friends, those that are creating pandemonium is when you're sitting in front of a television set. And it's time to shut the TV off, friends. Read 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 to the end of the chapter. James 4, 4, friendship with the world is enmity with God. He calls those that are friends with the world adulterers and adulteresses. Know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Let me ask you something, professors, and I'm talking to every one of you that are watching me right now or listening to me right now. You profess to be a Christian, a patriot, and or a conservative, all extracted from the Christ. I don't think anybody would deny that. You profess to be one thing, but I'm curious to know how it is that you're a part of a system that you denounce. You claim to be one thing, and then you act out something completely different. Yesterday, I had highlighted this, and I want you to see this. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to interject this because this was great. I seen a post this morning on those lines, and it was a picture of none other than our good heretical friend Joel Osteen. And the meme posted this, BabylonBee.com, right? And it has a picture of him talking, Joel Osteen. One of the biggest heretics in America, no question about it. And it says, Joel Osteen tests negative for Christianity. Everybody can agree with that, right? Joel Osteen tests negative for Christianity. But let me show you the hypocrisy of all of this. Those that hold the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. He has the biggest Christian platform in the country. Just think about that. With the help of the Mongols and all the clowns in the circus of politics and the Illuminati. We understand all of that, friends, but we're not going to give power to the devil. He's a defeated foe. It's just a reflection of the American church, is Joel Osteen having the biggest platform. But everybody can say and agree to, Joel Osteen tests negative for Christianity. Let me ask all of you Christian, patriot, conservatives, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? How is it that you dare listen to what nobody believes in concerning the media? How is it that you now dare trust the government that has busted in scandal after scandal, lie after lie, day after day, week after week, month after month, and now all of a sudden, for some reason or another, they're telling us the truth? And it's interesting to note as well, friends, how all of these agencies are busy working today while you're being quarantined. Isn't that crazy? You're being quarantined, friends. But the agencies are hard at work protecting you. Oh, are they? Did you hear what I just got done telling you right before the end of the last break? Donald Trump's unconstitutional executive order calls up 1 million reserve military personnel in Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard. Let me ask you a question, friends, because we just talked about this week again. All of those reserve military in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard, you have a responsibility to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And if you're doing that, you're not going to do the biddings of someone that claims to be the commander-in-chief that's giving you unconstitutional orders. Your job at that point is to stand against those that are giving you unconstitutional orders. Okay, we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. I also want to let you know, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the police and military are beginning to go door-to-door doing searches to hunt down New Yorkers seeking refugee. This comes from Matt Agrist, former military, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on here? I thought this was all about the coronavirus. Well, we heard Donald Trump just recently tell us that, you know what, he's going to put the military out there and they're going to deal with the virus. Really? And his sheeple just, they bleat, they go right along with it. Whatever you say, Donald. That's really what they do. America, do you not see what's happening here? Do you not see how they're driving and leading through creative opposition? They're the ones creating this. The plan, create panic, drive fear, undermine the Constitution, drain the coffers, more control. Isn't it interesting how fast they can get those bills pushed through when it's all based on an emergency, friends? Did you forget about what William Pitt said? Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Isn't it interesting all the stuff that precluded, friends, this coronavirus? How they were getting it all teed up for years. It didn't happen in just 1 week, friends. They were talking about this for years. Bill Gates was forecasting the coronavirus, and the remedy, of course, is vaccinations, right? In 2015, we played all that audio for you last week. Look where we're at today. But here's the good news. The DHS warns violent extremists seeking to exploit the coronavirus. Don't worry. We're here. Weekend listeners, I talked to several nurses over the last week, RNs, EMTs, ambulance drivers. What we're hearing from them is not what we're hearing from the mainstream media in any sense of the word. We're hearing just the exact opposite. At the beginning of the week, we had Jason Jones on the radio, who's in Hawaii there. And he was going to go get tested for the coronavirus. An innocent man just checking out the scene, right? He was being driven by the media to do so. So guess what? The mainstream media is pouring gas into the hysteria, fueling the narrative of this coronavirus. He gets down there and there's nobody there. The next day he takes a camera down there because he sees the media is doing the same thing. He gets down there. Guess what, friends? Nobody's there. When are you going to learn, America, who the responsible party is concerning these alleged emergencies? And remember, on March 9th as well, friends, Donald Trump said, listen, they're blowing this thing completely out of proportion. Remember that? He said they're completely blowing this out of proportion. Well, what's interesting to note is just 2.5 weeks later, he said this is a pandemic. I knew it was from the very get-go. This is all factual information. What are they corralling you into, friends? I can tell you what they're corralling you into, or at least what they're attempting to corral you into. They're attempting to corral you into their remedy, their resolve. And guess who gets paid? All of Donnie's friends. into more control. Let me say it this way. Just food for thought. Create the virus, okay? Lockdown. Send the military out like they are today. Go cashless. Donald's already talking about that. Install 5G. That's already been passed, friends, a week and a half ago. Create the RFID and then inject the vaccination. That's crazy? No. I played all the audios concerning everything I just said to you this last week. I'm just telling you, friends. Had an attorney on yesterday, constitutional attorney, mind of our forefathers. And he said, Bradley, concerning the constitutionality and the unconstitutionality of these executive orders, which we're going to talk about, it's interesting to note that executive orders are unconstitutional unless they find themselves congruent with the Constitution of the United States of America. Is this find itself congruent with the Constitution of the United States of America? No, they're using this to attack the American people. I mean, what else do we need? Here, as a matter of fact, I want to play this for you. This is Donald Trump talking about the RFID, okay? Just so you understand what he said on the campaign trail. And listen to the sheeple in the background just going right along with everything he's saying. I don't think they caught wind as to what he was saying. Listen to this.
Number 8. We will finally complete the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately.
Which we need desperately. What is he talking about? Well, guess what, friends? They're small enough now to fix in the vaccinations. Did you know that? And I want to tell you something, too, to make clear to my, at least my weekend listeners. I'm not here to push fear that paralyzes, because we don't take counsel from our fears on this program. And we're confident in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 28. And we know that he makes his righteous bold as lions. These people right now are scared to death because their narrative is falling apart at every given turn, friends. That's a fact that you're going to catch on to what's going on. But as I titled what I was going to talk about today on the YouTube video, the plan is to create panic, dry fear. They've already done this. A fear to corral you into their remedy. At the same time, undermine the Constitution. They're already doing that. I want you to consider the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died, bleeding, fighting against the very tyrants across the sea that you're accepting today. Okay? Freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do, but to do what we ought to do. And then what's the next thing after they undermine the Constitution? Pass bills using the coronavirus as the excuse for the good of the people, but put a bunch of pork in there that funds our enemies within, well, let's say like $350 million of it. And then what does it equal, friends? More control. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form over 100,000 additional units.
Fearful of infection rates spiking, health officials and lawmakers in many parts of the country have said they are in dire need of the ventilators, particularly as the United States surpassed 100,000 coronavirus cases, the most of any country in the world. Trump announced that Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I was just going to take that phone call, man. You didn't hang on for more than 3 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Can also check out 13 articles. Go to YouTube on the right side of the page. Click us on. Join us on live chat. Same thing with Before It's News. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to say this because it's important that you hear this. Yesterday I was talking about how nobody trusts the media, right? And I had shared with the American people that in 1917, this is in the congressional record, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Cross-check everything that I'm telling you. I'm absolutely an advocate for this. I cross-check everything. Listen, Jesus didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was inside of men. You put your faith in Jesus Christ, not into man. You cross-check everything I'm telling you. In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record. This is what it was. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. All right, folks. You know what? It's just the timing of what we're doing here. And what we're going to do is we're just going to jump over to another topic. This computer's been freezing up over the last couple days, ironically. But with that said, we'll get over to that topic again when I get a minute to pull it back up. So in the meantime, let me go over to a conversation that I was just having with a bunch of, well, older gentlemen this week. Great guys. Cool guys. And we were talking about what was going on in the country here. And right away, they started highlighting Trump's achievements. And I said to them, listen, first of all, just so you understand, I'm for the law, just so you know. We need to be principled men here, okay? The law here is Article 2, Section, or I'm sorry, Article 6, Section 2 and Article 2, Section 3. Not a man, okay? I'm for the law, and if we have a representative in any capacity in this country, they do the right thing, I will be the first one to stand for them and with them. If they do the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against them. What did Abe Lincoln, of all people, what did he have to say? We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Okay, that's what a patriot is, by the way, to uphold dying laws. Okay. And as I was exposing the crimes and transgressions of this administration, I could see faces getting red. Did I care? No. It's my job to tell the truth, and truth doesn't really care about your feelings now, does it? Truth demands a response, and it truly does. But I'm also, on the other hand, not trying to make enemies neither. It's my job to blow the trumpet and to get people to open up their eyes at least a little bit. So the Holy Ghost can come in, convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and work godly repentance for what they're agreeing to. Okay? Now, when I say that, I'm highlighting the transgressions of this administration. And the whole purpose for me getting together with these older gentlemen is to know who they are. Okay? King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Okay? I don't want to be united with those that call themselves one thing and they act like the devil. I'm not going to be a part of that, right? Tell the truth and shame the devil. So I was doing that. And then one of them, he got kind of angry with me and I could feel his anger. And he said, do you pray for the president? And the first thing I thought of is yes, and I'll tell you what my first thoughts were, but I want to lay this out for you. In 1 Timothy 2:2, it says, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness, and holiness. The Bible tells us, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Okay? So godliness and holiness are important. Okay? Just for the record. And the first thing I thought of is, did you pray for Hillary Clinton? And if you did, how did you pray for Hillary Clinton? Did you pray for Barack Hussein Obama? And if you did, how did you pray for Barack Hussein Obama? Because if you're going to settle for this false peace that's going on in this country, you deserve what you have coming. It's interesting how King David was set forth as a light to set judgment throughout the land and what? Lawfully dealing with corrupt kings. And when you go to the New Testament, by the way, that's Isaiah 51 verse 4. When you go to Matthew 10, 18, what does it say? Let's stick to the word. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. And to the Gentiles. Will be set forth as a testimony against them. Do you understand? A Christian patriot, conservative, the salt of the earth, friends, is to stand and keep their feet upon the rock of ages that never changes. A Christian patriot holds to the U.S. Constitution, and their favorite politician, they don't have one, because they're a principled people that hold to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. We're called to be faithful witnesses that deliver souls. We're not to fraternize with the enemy, and we're not to sell out the truth for 30 pieces of silver like so many have in this country, only for a short time, because you're going to be judged just like everybody else is, regardless of what position you think you are in today. And you may be, but you are not above judgment, rest assured. Go back to the book of Amos. And the first thing I thought of was, this was my first thought, did Moses pray for King Pharaoh? And if you think about that, going back to our forefathers, they made every peaceable entreaty with the corrupt king across the pond that the king completely rejected. Is that what's happening today? Yes. Matter of fact, I can prove it to you, because you always see corruption prevail in this land. And what do the good little slaves say, the good little sheep say in America? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, really what it is you don't want to do anything about it. Right? going back to our forefathers that threw off a tyrant, that said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Why? Because there was no peace to be made with this tyrant across the pond. Same thing happening in America today. How do you pray for the president? I'm curious. Did Moses, this was my first thought, and this is what I threw out on the table concerning my conversation with these older gentlemen. I said to him, did Moses pray for Pharaoh? Or did he go on God's command and command Pharaoh to obey his government? Did Abraham, did he pray for the king's friends? Or did he go and fight against the corrupt kings? Let's put it into scriptural content. In context, did Elijah pray for Ahab and Jezebel? Or did he go to the top of the mountain, win the war that God called him to by sending fire down? The false prophets were killed. Ahab and Jezebel were exposed for who they were. And what did Elijah in 1 Kings 18 say to the people? He said, how long, people, will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or he's not. I can't answer that for you. I can't answer that question for you, friends. Only you can. Scripture tells us that we are to overcome evil by being the good. We're calling for a reformation. People don't want war in the country. Well, I want to tell you something. You are dealing with the irrational. The people that are in power today, you can see this in governorships across the United States of America, that are set on destroying we the people and stripping us further of our God-given rights. Are we not? Yes, we are. You cannot help them, people. They are the type of people that must lawfully be removed, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, or else you're going to lose your country. There is no in-betweenites. They're not the type of people that you can help. They're not. You know, when you look in the book of Luke, chapter 3, and we preached on this before several times, it's interesting to note that all the bad guys were on the scene, and then here comes John the Baptist. I want you to listen. By the way, John the Baptist, he was the one that was reproving the king for all of his evils. Remember that guy? That's what prophets do. This is what the body of Christ is to do in unison, because we all have one head. The apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor are all doing the same thing, though they got different functions in the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:11. Okay? Listen to this. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis, and Licentius the tetrarch of Abilene, right? Annas, whatever you want to say or how you want to pronounce his name, and Caiaphas being the high priest. The word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. When did the word come? When the bad guys were in place. Folks, I want to tell you something first and foremost. I just did an article on this 2 days ago. To all the false prophets in America, 1-866-582-9933. Come meet me on the hill. And let's hold the scripture. Not your visions that God didn't give you, because the Lord never sent you in the first place. You've been prophesying from your own deceitful hearts, and you've been telling people to get on the arm of the flesh bandwagon. Isaiah 30, verse 1 through 3. And I want to say this. Woe unto you. Woe unto you. Because God's going to have his way as he is right now. We've been told by the false prophets everything's going to get better, haven't we? Yep. Oh, there's never been a more righteous administration in the White House since George Washington. We've heard it all, friends. Really? Is that the direction you see things going, friends? Absolutely not. What this administration says and what it does, as I've always said, are two different stories. When are you going to figure it out? You're supposed to judge him by his fruit, not by what he says. Not by what he says. So, going back to my conversation with these good fellas, the fact of the matter is, friends, we're going to stick to the word in this ministry and the U.S. Constitution. Not your opinion, not your favorite politician, but we're going to be a principled people because there's far too few of us in the United States of America. And it's always the safest place to be. You don't pray for the reign of corruption to continue. You pray that they are lawfully removed, America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to pick up where we got froze up on the computer here. By the way, if you want to call in, love to hear from you. We've had a couple callers pop up, and then they fall off. You got to wait a minute, friends, if we're on a break, okay? 1-866-582-9933. We were talking about the media yesterday, and I was just highlighting the fact that nobody believes the media, and then we talked about how nobody trusts the government, right? Oh, by the way, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tim Brown, senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media, just posted, President calls for Kentucky Rep. Thomas Massie to be thrown out of Republican Party for trying to hold Congress accountable for what's going on concerning the hysteria. And to add to that, friends, that little train there, concerning Rep. Thomas Massie, it's interesting to note that Ron Paul, an individual that's been in government for over 30 years, wrote a letter just last week that we highlighted calling the government out in this coronavirus as a complete hoax. Just wanted to let you know. You can find it online, easily accessible. Okay. Now, going back to the media, okay, nobody trusts the media. Nobody believes the media. Nobody trusts the government. And notice how they're always working together, hand in glove. And I just shared with you before the computer froze up, in 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record. He found that J.P. Morgan, who just happened to be Time's Man of the Year, a steel tycoon, hired 12 high-ranking managers to determine the most influential newspapers in America. Again, keep in mind, this is in 1917. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States of America. 1917, in the congressional record. Cross-check me. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought, an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Whose policy? Their policy. Hey friends, do you notice it's always the right-left paradigm? Do you notice that the narrative is all going the same direction? And notice how it always works out for the government at the end of the day? Concerning this coronavirus bill they just passed, which was packed with pork funding. Todd Starnes, as a matter of fact, this week just highlighted that $350 million of pork in that bill alone goes to refugee settlements. In other words, alluring refugees into America. Again, if you're here to assimilate, high-fiving you. If not, you need to be deported. You're an enemy to this country. Did you hear what's going on here? The media is controlled. We know this. Six corporations worldwide own it. Oh, by the way, as well, this comes to my aid. Did anybody pay attention to all of these CEOs from Disney World, Disneyland? Did you see all of these CEOs? There was a plethora, a whole mess of them that just all of a sudden resigned just this last week. Anybody think that's a little suspicious, a little odd? Oh, yeah, especially when you're making how many millions of dollars? Here's a matter of fact, let's go to the CEO of Disney and see what his net worth is, just to show you what's going on, okay? He has a net worth, Bob Iger, Iger, okay? His net worth is $690 million. He's not an old man. Why all of a sudden would he just retire having a job like that? I mean, that's what they say in the hood. That's making the long green, isn't it? That's making the long green. Why would he quit a job like that? I mean, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? And all these other CEOs that are just resigning for no reason. Why would they be doing that? Why are they doing this in unison across the country? Keep in mind, many of these same company CEOs that are resigning, these are the same people that when an agenda goes forward through the government, they're the companies that are allied, the alliance that's made with hell, which will be disannulled again, that are pushing the agenda that the government wants. They adhere to the new policy or the edict of the government at the same time. Okay? Know that they're working together, friends, because they are. There's no question about it. I'm actually looking for this list. It was written by Michael Snyder, and it's a highlight. Yeah, and we're finding that big tech companies and corporate America are subverting the Second Amendment. We also know, by the way, behind all of this coronavirus, they're trying to disarm the American people. They're trying to join together, both sides, by the way, to further strip the American people of their God-given rights. That's a fact, okay? Gun sales are also going up. They're up 276% for some reason. Hey, folks, that's the voice that the media doesn't want you to hear. See, again, you got to listen to what I'm telling you, man, because here it is again. The tactic that your enemy uses, friends, is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there is of you. Why is it that they're not telling the American people that gun sales are up over 276%? Because they don't want to be belittled in the face of 328 million people. That's the voice of America right there. That's the voice of America. Oh, here it is. I just found it. This is interesting. Boeing, Dennis Muhlenberg, he just resigned. You can only imagine how much long green he makes. Or what about United Airlines, Oscar Munoz? He just resigned. Really? McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook, he just resigned. You know when they resigned? Right before the pandemonium began. How could they be alive, friends? What's going on behind closed doors? Pay attention to what's happening out there. Powers are being consolidated into one, are they not? Under Armour, Kevin Plank resigned. Wells Fargo, Tim Sloan, he resigned. Wow, this is pretty crazy, man. Talking about coincidence, not. Bed Bath & Beyond, Stephen Tamaris, he resigned. Warner Brothers, I'm not even going to try to say his last name. Kevin Suhara just resigned. Best Buy, Hubert Jolly, he just resigned. New York Post, Jesse Angelo, he just resigned. Colgate, Palmolive, Ian Cook, he just resigned. Anybody think this is a little odd, friends? Right? How many of you people are going to be behind barbed wire fence before you want to pay attention to what you should be listening to and responding to? Come on. Nike, Mark Parker just resigned. As a matter of fact, a whopping 219 CEOs stepped down during the month of January 2020 alone. What's going on, friends? Well, look what's going on. Hey, friends, we got the police in New York and Rhode Island and the military who are not doing their job if they do this, where they're beginning to go door to door searching to hunt down New Yorkers. Government, do that. Think, America. So the virus is created. Their narrative's completely fallen apart. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, the people are quarantined. Just talked to one of my friends in Ohio who's a tactical guy out there, arms trainer. He said they have now been given by their governor travel papers. I mean, if the TSA wasn't a good enough, if that wasn't a flag for you, America, I don't know what it is, but it's interesting how my little boy caught it right away. When he seen the TSA, he said, Dad, that reminds me of. Are submitting to, just like what's going on right now in America. Now, if the government can prove what they say, then, man, show us. We want to see. All the people that are lining up to get their coronavirus test. But I'll tell you what's under attack today is the American people. Either you submit or this is what's going to happen to you. Just found out yesterday a Louisiana pastor. Coming from the government. He's right. He's doing his job. It's what we should all be doing. What happened? Government came in, the governor came in and said, listen, if you don't submit to this order, we're going to bring in the military. Sound a little familiar, friends? Waco, Texas, sound a little familiar, friends? Sound a little familiar? Ruby Ridge? Any of this sound a little familiar, friends? Boy, and we were told that it was some lunatic doing something on the inside, yet we can clearly see who's doing the attacking. Who's doing the attack? We need more supplies. The clowns in the circus are playing it out to entertain the people, but what people are not paying attention to, they're driving through opposition. Donald Trump. And Donald Trump knows it all the well. The problem is his little sheeple that are blindly following along aren't paying attention to any of that, are they? Nope, because they still haven't learned from history. Study your enemy, friends. Those are the best cops. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.